Pelosi predicts Democrats take White House, both chambers of Congress, we will increase our numbers in the House. By Jeff Poor on October 21, 2020. Wednesday, during an appearance on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, made a bold prediction regarding her party's prospects on November 3. Pelosi said despite the struggles in 2016 that she expected Democrats to pull off a full sweep by getting control of the House, Senate and the White House. "I can only speak for today," she said. "Today, we would win the White House, the United States Senate, and the House of Representatives. But we assume nothing. We put one good day in front of another, no wasted time. No underutilized resources, and no regrets the day after the election that we should have done more. As we experienced in 2016, lesson brutally learned. So, I'm optimistic. But, again, I'm optimistic because I know of all the work that will continue. About one-fifth of the people have already voted if we have 150 million vote, which would be a big vote. So, say it's 160. Then nearly one-fifth of the people have already voted. And that's a beautiful thing for our country, our sacred right, our civil, our civic duty to do. So, I guess I would say, again, from 16, we all hesitate to make absolute predictions," Pelosi continued. "But I would just say, for today, it's a big victory for the Democrats. I know we will increase our numbers in the House. Not because it's a swing of the pendulum, but because we have excellent candidates. Wonderful members of Congress running for re-election. We have mobilized at the grassroots level. We have messaged in a way that is non-menacing but bold and progressive. And we have the money to get the job done, under leadership of our chair, Sherry Bustos. So, we're quite excited, poised too. I always like to be ready 2 weeks in advance. You know, I'm a former chair of the party. I love government because of policy. I thrive on politics and the campaigns. So, I'm watching this all very closely. Just win. Don't agonize." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.